No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got one of the hottest up-and-coming artists out of L.A., and it's a good thing that we actually are quarantined, I guess, because we're focusing in on the streets of L.A. out here. Bravo the Bag Chaser, how you doing, man?
Yes, sir. What's up, baby boy? You know, we out here. Quarantines, we out here.
Quarantina.
You got the designer mask during the quarantine.
Well, yeah, I got plugged up by the homie. You feel me?
Yeah.
Shit.
It's weird, when it comes to masks, it's like you're allowed to rock fake designer, right?
Bro,
because they ain't making masks.
Yeah, they don't make masks. Motherfuckers just make it. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm waiting on a custom Gucci one to come in.
Are you?
Yeah, I think this dude that made mine took a old purse though and cut it up and actually made a mask out of it.
I got a Louis one. The homie made it, but out of jacket.
Exactly. See, Shout out to all the custom niggas out there getting their grind in. Like, you know, fuck, if you go online shop, go shop with somebody who's up and coming, who's making their own shit. You feel me?
Don't fuck with the streets.
Exactly.
So that's my question for you, though, is how has this quarantine changed the life of you as a guy who used to be in the streets, I'm guessing, but is like, you know, up and coming rapper now? How much did this fuck your shit up?
Fuck my shit up a lot. Goddamn. I ain't trying to go out no more like that because it's all police everywhere. Mm. You feel me? And they just be focusing on, you know, they just be harassing niggas all the time.
Yeah, at first it felt like, oh, we're going to be able to get away with whatever because, like, cops ain't going to be looking for shit. And then it's like, no, actually, there's way less people out.
Yeah.
So there's, like, way more cops per person. They will fucking pull your ass over nowadays.
But I just been in the studio, you feel me? Probably got me in the studio more than I was, you feel me? Because I wasn't here in the studio like that, but I'll be in the studio now due to this shit. Lame ass wires.
Shit. That's positive as fuck though. Then if it's getting you to work more.
Yeah, hell yeah, for sure, for sure.
So where are you from exactly?
Right now, bro, I'm in NoHo. You feel me? North Hollywood, but I'm from LA, bro. Grew up in LA. Grew up all around the valley. Mm. And right now, yeah, just chilling, North Hollywood.
Okay, so you were like kind of moving around a shitload as a kid, so you don't identify as being from like one specific area, just like LA as a whole?
LA in the valley, LA in the valley, for sure.
Nah, yeah. for sure.
You feel me? Like South LA, goddamn, I went to 24th Street Elementary.
Oh shit, you really like in the middle of LA.
Right there.
I saw you did an interview with Vic, and he was like, man, I don't like none of this shit.
I don't even remember.
That shit was
my
funny
memory
as hell.
Fucked up.
Don't like none of what shit?
Like, Vic asked him, he was like, oh, which one do you like better, like LA or the Valley? He was like, man, I don't like none of this shit.
While you're over it or what?
Man, this shit, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I was going through at that time.
It must have been, yeah. Because
I don't, you know what I'm saying?
It'd be like that.
You just say shit.
Right.
Just be like, it's like, I love it, bro. But sometimes, you feel me?
Bro, being from here, I knew exactly what you meant when you said it. It don't matter what you was going through. It's just
funny
like,
that you watched that.
Yeah, bro. I'll be tapped in, man.
Wait, but so you guys are both like from here. I'm not from here. I can't imagine
you're not from here? No, I'm from
the East Coast, like New Hampshire.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? But I've been out here for like 10 years, and I can't imagine living anywhere else. Could you guys, as people who grew up here, could you imagine living anywhere else? Because I can't.
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't trying to either, you feel me?
It's like, you'll think about it a little bit.
Live and die.
But it's like, I'll go visit anywhere else, bro, but I can't go live there, you feel me?
Yeah.
I never even been anywhere else, bro. I was about to. Everything was about to start popping, but lame ass virus.
Y'all went on that tour, though, no?
Yeah, but we're about to do a whole 20-day tour.
Damn. Whoa. Wait, how many days?
Fumble the bag, you feel me?
How many days did y'all do, like, officially, you and Phoenix?
Three.
And White John?
Three.
Okay. That was all on the West Coast?
Yeah, for sure.
Damn, now,
I think Santa Barbara ended up getting canceled. We did, like, a little meet and greet for the fans and shit. Mm. But we still got, you feel me, like, paid. It wasn't our shit, you feel me?
Mm. Definitely. So what was your childhood like, though, like, coming up? Were you running around? Were you in the streets? Were you getting in trouble and shit from a young age?
Shit, well... Yeah, hell yeah, for sure. For sure, little troublemaker, sober teeth motherfucker. You feel me? But yeah.
You have an Edgar haircut?
What?
You had an Edgar haircut?
I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's just like a, I don't know. It's like a just like a it's Hispanic a Mexican homie haircut. With you're like a lineup and a fade. Yeah, okay. Like it's just, you know. So he said silver teeth. I was like, okay, like you know.
Nah, I was a badass kid. Fuck is you talking about? You feel me? Yeah.
Oh God.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about. But yeah.
Nah, I feel you.
I remember when I first moved here, like we would always just be going to the skate parks, and I remember being like, damn, like every skate park in LA got a Mexican dude in a hoodie in the middle of the summer, and he got a bong. That was like the first like observation I had about where we were going in LA.
What part of LA were you in?
All over. Motherfuckers got hoodies on in the middle of the summer.
Fuck yeah, it'd be like that, bro.
Mm. They're just like invincible to the heat. It just doesn't make a dent on them. They're so used to being hot as fuck.
Yeah, also that it just motherfuckers is weird.
Hey, niggas probably be stashing shit too. You know, you can't hide the photo with a skinny t-shirt on.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Shit, you feel me?
You feel me?
Honestly? Yeah,
you feel me?
The summer outfits just don't really allow for a lot of handgun concealing, right?
Shit.
Allegedly. I've heard.
I don't know about none of that, man.
No comment.
You ever get arrested as a young man, or what was that like?
Yeah, for sure. Man, bro, I was just getting fucking harassed yesterday. Downtown LA, bro. On my birthday. My birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, happy belated, bro.
Good looking.
You were born on 420?
Yeah.
Bro, wow.
Born on 420 and
born
shit.
To smoke weed.
Born to win, too.
Sucks. Born to win, too.
Kind of sucks sharing a birthday with Hitler, but whatever.
Wait,
on
what?
On me. On me. Fuck.
People
fuck
talking
Hitler.
About Hitler on 420.
I've never seen nobody say happy birthday Hitler before, so wow. That's why I never knew that
happy
that was...
happy birthday, but...
Well, that's why I never knew that it was his birthday on 420.
You definitely can't say happy birthday Hitler. You just got to say it is Hitler's
but
birthday.
But that's what
you
I'm saying.
Wish
I started learning about
birthday.
That shit, like, growing up, like, fuck, like, damn. It's lit, but damn, fuck. Well, Hitler.
But you know what's the craziest shit ever? Right. Is that because of the coronavirus, we all forgot that it was just 420. And we all forgot that this month is 420.
I don't think. I seen a lot of niggas post about
for
it.
For real? I didn't hear anybody talk about it because everybody's talking about the end of the world. But normally that would be a pretty big deal.
I seen somebody post a meme and it was like, nobody posted nothing about 420 no more because y'all niggas on powder now. I'm like, damn.
Yo, speaking of powder, though, I was just looking at your Instagram and there's a clip of your homie, shit. Pac-Man, and there's a
rest
fucking,
peace,
there's a white kid
rest
sleeping peace, and he took a dollar bill with a bunch of coke on it and fucking woke the kid up by putting it up to his nose.
Hey, those was the days, man. I'm telling you, those were the days. That shit, rest in peace, you know what
rest
I'm saying,
peace,
to my
man.
Boy.
What was the story? Was that just a normal prank back then?
Yeah, we just did shit like that. Bro, stay together. Bro, you get a group of homies, you stay together, bro. Y'all finna do shit like that. You know what I mean? You finna put,
trolling
you know
homie.
What I'm saying?
Right. So that's your homie from when you were super young, or how'd you meet him?
We just met through, like, you know, street shit, fucking around. You feel me? But he been my homie for years, though. Not since I was super young, but he been my homie for years. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit just crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all had a couple songs together that did hella numbers too. So
oh,
it was like,
me,
you know?
Bro, that shit, yeah, for sure, bro. We dropped this shit called Trapping and Serving, and the valley went crazy. Like that's what really started like the oh shit. I was like, oh, okay, and then I was like it was Bravo the Bag Chaser because that was my Instagram name. Mm-hmm. So that's what we just put.
Yeah,
and then like. People, I started going out. People, oh, Bravo the Bag Chaser. I'm like, oh shit! So I gotta start going by this now.
You're like,
feel
fuck
me?
It, that's my. How'd you come up with the name just for your Instagram? Like that was just.
Cause I'm bag chasing.
There you go.
You feel me? I've been since I was little. You feel me?
You always been focused on the money.
Always. I ain't tripping on nothing else, bro. You feel me?
For sure. So you join a gang at a young age, or you're supposed to?
Nah.
You declined. You got a pink slip. What happened?
Hell no, I ain't join no gang.
No? But was the temptation there? It was like, you probably had people trying to get you too, right?
Nah, for sure, yeah. But you feel me? I just always felt like I ain't need that shit. Because that shit, you feel me? It's just extra motherfucking attention. You know what I mean? But yeah, like juvenile, like I 2 years of like my juvenile, 2-3 years, bro. Like locked up. You feel me?
From what age to what age?
I was on probation since I was like, I got fucking arrested when I was like 12. I got off probation like right before my 18th birthday.
Damn. What'd you get arrested for at 12?
At 12, shit, had a scale on me, had goddamn motherfucking some shit on me, you feel me? They added it up. Goddamn.
Wait a minute though. So who got you into serving at the age of 12?
But You feel me?
Like, we don't need to know the name. I just want to know how this went down.
Nah, bro. It's just, I don't know. It's life crazy. But yeah, so that's what happened. I was young, bro. You feel me? And then so really, really like when you ask me also like, oh no, you know, where you stay and shit, like that shit was like I really was locked up for a while, you feel me? That shit shit crazy.
Yeah, that's like
hey, free my big brother too. Free Bless, bro. That's my blood brother, bro. You doing time?
That's your
right
that's
now.
Your blood brother?
My blood brother.
Wow,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Blood.
But wait, you went in from the age of 12 to 14?
Nah, hell nah. Oh. I'm saying like that's when I got put on probation. That's when they started fucking with me. And then I went in probably around 12, 13. Nah, 13, like 13 type shit. And then it's just in and out. Then sometimes long ass sentences. Sometimes like you feel me? Not long ass sentences, but I'm talking about like 10 months. 12 months, shit
well,
like
was
that.
The probation was just killing you where you would just be getting tested all the time or they, like you would have to stay in touch
bro,
with them and you'd
raided,
end up violating?
Getting raided all the motherfucking time.
For real?
Yeah. For real, bro. Oh, God.
If they ever catch you in a car, they pulling you out, searching you, all
man,
that.
Yeah. Like say, yeah, fuck them. Like, if I'm in a car, if you in a car and you on probation, like say we all in the whip.
Yeah.
You, me, whoever the fuck you want, you know what I'm saying? And bro on probation, bro. And you driving, it's your car. They'll search your shit just because he's on probation. Even if he on the back seat, they weirdos. So, yeah. Thank God I'm off that shit. You feel me?
Yeah, that must be nice.
That must have been a relief, bro, for real.
Nah, for sure, bro. I felt free. I felt like, you feel me? I felt good as fuck.
What point did you start rapping, and then what point did you take it seriously?
Oh,
you feel me?
Well, shit, me and my brother, we was always just fuck around. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, you gonna fuck around with shit. You feel me? Growing up, so just fuck around. He throw beats on. We wouldn't take it serious. I wouldn't say I wanted to be a rapper. We would just rap, bro. You feel me? Freestyle shit.
Yeah.
And so yeah, when I started getting locked up and shit, that's when I started taking it like a little out, you know, what the fuck I'm gonna do in my cell? Ain't nothing in here. You feel me? Started banging on the wall, you feel me?
Yeah, tapping on the table and shit.
Yeah, then what table for? when you eat, but like, I'm talking about my cell.
Yeah.
Like, I'd just be like, damn, you know, I just start banging, just start, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like writing shit down in my head, and then I was like, this shit. And then I started showing people, you know, we grubbing and shit. Yeah. It was all fucking with it. So I was like, they were like, oh, you should do it when you get out. I was like, okay, shit, I'm gonna try.
So when you got out, how'd you start making moves? Like, it's got to be kind of crazy going from just sort of starting from square one in terms of the music thing.
Bro, literally, if you go to my SoundCloud, look at my first track, I recorded that shit. Like, right, you know how you could go to SoundCloud? Like, back then, I don't know how it is now, but I literally, no studio, no mic. I was just playing a beat on the motherfucking speaker and rapping.
Damn.
And I posted it on SoundCloud. You feel me? And people liked it.
Damn.
So I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, now I gotta hit the studio. Now I gotta do some shit. You feel me? So yeah, that's when it started. We just started tapping in with people who recorded shit like that, getting me on the mic. Like, if you put me on a computer, I don't know how to do shit. I don't know how to start motherfucking record band. I don't know how to do shit. I ain't never been on that side of it. You feel me? I just talk my shit, bro. That's it. That's all I do.
Yeah. For sure. How'd you end up getting on Shoreline's radar? I felt like that was kind of one of the biggest cosigns in terms of us finding out about you.
For sure. Phoenix tapped in with me when I was like 17.
Yeah.
And then, he just tapped in, bro. Like, and then we just started like kicking it. You feel me? He's my boy right there. So, yeah, that's basically how that happened.
Right.
That Bravo flexing, man.
Hey, Bravo flexing. That shit was.
Yeah, that's a big song for you, huh?
Yeah, that shit was cool.
There's a whole tape, no?
Huh?
Yeah, you had a whole tape, right?
Yeah, we got a whole tape, bro.
Right.
That's what we were supposed to tour for. I got a lighter.
I think I got one.
No, that is crazy though. He has been putting on.
I keep thinking this is a bullet, bro. That's why I keep fucking with
that
it.
That is not a bullet.
It's not at all.
That would be a fucking gnarly ass bullet if it was a bullet. Hey, but so the two artists that we kind of have seen Phoenix push the most, Phoenix from Shoreline, is you and Mac P Dog, who just got murdered. How well do you know P Dog?
Man, P Dog, he would pull up to the Bravo flexing sessions. You feel me? Get high. You feel me? Just motherfucking kick it, smoke that shit. And then when I would do shows and shit, sometimes with him, me and P Dog just be drunk as fuck on stage off the Hennessy. You know he love that shit. You feel me? He love that shit. I love that shit. You feel me? So Yeah, I you know, we was cool, bro. I ain't know him like Phoenix knew him. Like, they was boys, yeah, you feel me? I met him through this shit, you know what I'm talking about? But, like, that was a homie, you feel me? Shit, yeah, fucked up. Bro.
Sad situation.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, that shit was fucking crazy. So, is it rough right now in terms of just having your whole career kind of slowed up by this virus and stuff? Like, how are you making the best of it, or what have you been up to?
I really don't give a fuck. I'm just, you know, it is what it is, bro. Like, it's becoming a career type shit, bro. I really don't look at myself like a rapper. Like, you feel me? Like, I ain't signed this shit. I've been doing this shit with no manager. I've been, like, everything, bro. This shit crazy. Like, lately, Vic been a big mentor, like, helping me out, bro. You feel me? Like, shout out Rosecrans Vic, for real.
Shout out, man.
Real one.
Yeah, I mean, Vic, let's be real. Vic has definitely helped out a shitload of artists and a lot of
and
different
ways.
And
he's for sure doing a lot of shit. For sure, for the city, but
how'd y'all link up?
Fuck, I don't even remember. My memory bad. How did it happen, Vic?
Did y'all know each other before the interview?
The interview. Right? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but it was solid. Then it was a studio too, so I'll record there and then like. We just chop it up. He that's how we became homies too. Like,
right.
You feel me? It wasn't just no like, oh, you feel me?
Hella like business. Like,
yeah.
I've definitely showed up at Shoreline sessions before where it was like 20 pounds of weed on a fucking table and like there's all kinds of lean pouring going on. It looks like a fucking chemistry lab and it's just like the most smoked out environment. There's some dude over here getting a tattoo. There's a dude over here getting a haircut. It was just honestly some of the craziest like vibes I've ever been involved with. And then meanwhile, you got OGZ over here just fucking writing his verse down in his phone and then going in and recording. And a lot of that, the most popular songs are from those sessions. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. I ain't never been in a session like with all of them, like how you said.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Yeah, but how important is the vibe when you're recording? Yeah. Like,
what's the Bravo sessions looking like?
You be drinking in there?
Sometimes, like, you just going through shit. Like, when my boy Pac-Man died.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know how to, you feel me, like, deal with that shit. You feel me? Like, I went to the studio. Like, I wasn't even drinking. I literally freestyled a whole song. Motherfucker, that shit do a number. This shit like 300K dropped like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, you feel me?
Rest in peace, man.
Sometimes it be pain, and sometimes it be like vibes. You turning up, you drinking, you smoking. You feel me? But,
yeah. Sometimes you don't even need to go there because it's just that emotion you already got. You got to just get it out. You feel me? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You type feel shit, me? You know?
Yeah, seeing so many people like getting killed in LA, though. I mean, lately it's been even crazier, right?
Crazy. I feel like
at least in the rap side of things, there's been a lot of people who are pretty notable in the rap game.
Motherfuckers is bored. Motherfuckers is bored, bro. You feel me?
Niggas is sliding on shit because they bored, bro. That's fucked.
I mean, shit. Pop Smoke got clapped before the fucking
way before
the virus hit.
Hey, RIP Pop Smoke too. It's fucked up, man. They did them dirty. Right.
Yeah. That's a wild one too, because they got no suspects.
Nothing. You never even heard nothing about it afterwards.
I know, right?
Hell no, I just don't trust shit like that. I don't trust shit.
Yeah, right. Like that shit. Shit's kind of suspicious, man.
I don't like letting people know where I'm at. Shit yeah, exactly. Like that, bro. Cause pass it down next nigga, he gonna pass it down to somebody else, and exactly. Then it's over with.
But is that kind of a weird thing for you to be transitioning from? Is that when you're a dude who's like in the streets, then
bro,
you can move very quietly, and you really don't want people to know what you're up to?
Yeah.
And then as a rapper, you don't really have that
yeah,
luxury.
For sure. I even thought about like stopping this shit. Like I lately been thinking about just probably doing it for like a little longer and just stopping this shit, cause I didn't like see myself doing this shit, but then I'd be like, damn. Like,
nah, it's going hella well for you, bro. And it's like,
I feel you, but then I'd be like, damn, like what the fuck else could I do? Like you feel me? Like even my record fucked up. You feel me?
Shit, but see, like this shit will lead you into so much other shit where you could just be collecting bags off of shit that just off your name and off of shit you already did. You feel me? And
oh god,
some real shit, bro. But nah, like you young, bro. You doing your thing already, and I feel like you got hella time to figure out whatever the fuck you want to do.
Nah, for sure. That's why I don't be tripping. Like, yeah. I just be like,
you definitely talented though, bro. You keep going with the music shit for as long as you can. For
appreciate
sure,
that
bro.
Shit, bro. Good luck.
For real.
Definitely. So you just put out this project?
Born to Win, yeah. It's an album.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your first official album? You thought of them as mixtapes before that?
What happened?
You thought of them as mixtapes prior to that?
Mixtapes project. To be honest, I just said album. I don't know. I'm not a fucking label. I don't know what I'm saying.
You got the album vibe on there though.
Yeah.
You got
so a couple good features. I got some features. You feel me? I got White John, Phoenix, Memo, the Mafioso. Shout out my boy from Dago. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Oh no, hey, my boy Peso. AFN Peso.
Oh, AFN Peso, man. He goes. Hey,
he
so
going
crazy.
Hard right now,
bro. He's so hard, crazy. Bro.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking, do you feel like, you know, it's kind of weird, like, we've been having this conversation lately that, like, some of the original, like, or not the original, but, like, there was a very big wave in L.A. for a while, and it was kind of, like, the biggest artists of that were, like, Shoreline, Draco, and Greedo, and now Draco and Greedo are locked up. Draco, fingers crossed, he'll be out at some point within the next year or two. Greedo.
Free Greedo.
Doesn't look so optimistic.
Hey, free
optimistic.
Draco. Like, free Draco and Greedo. They're trying to do him dirty right
crazy.
Now.
Crazy. But then, like, even Shoreline, like, there's been some talk of them breaking up and whatnot. Like, how do you feel about the strength of the L.A. scene overall right now?
Shit, man, I feel like I feel like they definitely, like, need to free the, you feel me, like, the legends right now. Yeah, you feel man. Me? It's fucked up. And you feel me? Just everybody just keep doing their shit. You know what I mean? Ain't much I can say make people do. But, I feel like it's going hard right now.
Yeah.
But there was a big ass wave. You right.
Yeah, man.
That shit was crazy.
Kind of crazy, yeah.
I feel like it was just a lot of new talent and new sound coming out at the same time. You feel me? And like a lot of niggas working together, which is like really rare and really like, you feel me? Like you doing shit with fucking White John and them, and you doing shit with Phoenix and like, you know, like I don't know, like. It wasn't this much unity, I feel like, in LA in prior times. So I feel like right now is a good time for people to be working together and collabing and shit.
Nah,
and,
for sure.
You know, niggas from different gangs and different areas.
Like ATL.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Shit crazy.
But it could have been way crazier though, you feel me? But I don't know. We still got time to, you know.
Yeah. We still got to hang on, but man, it's very, very depressing every time I want to listen to Draco and Greedo, and then I look at iTunes, and it's like 2017 was the last Draco project.
Right?
He does have that new one, though, actually, which has a couple of good ones on it, but...
Yeah. It's like, whatever they did, where they like take a little verse from Jail and then put another artist on it, and then with another verse that was already recorded, shit sounds fire. I'm gonna come clean. Whatever
did they do that?
That's what it sounds like. Like that Black Holocaust song, like the hook sounds like... He recorded from the phone.
For
something.
Real?
That's what it sounds like to me.
I think that one was while he was still out. But that one was, I guess that's one good thing about Draco being a total mutter rapper is that, you know, he could do a verse from Jail and it might kind of sound the same, you know?
Yeah, some of the freestyles he definitely did off the phone, you feel me?
Okay. But that's what's up.
You ever did one of those? Like you when you was locked up, like recorded off the phone, like a little
hell
freestyle?
Yeah, my brothers too. Yeah.
That's hella fire.
That shit work.
That sometimes shit, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, that shit whack though because... I think I was locked up for like a year, I got out, and 2 days later, my brother went down for some shit. You feel me? Like gave him 15. I was like, fuck, and like so we only kicked it once. Like the day in between, we smoked up real quick, and then like you feel me? I ain't know what the fuck was gonna happen the next day. Yeah. You feel me? So
it happened the next day.
No, 2 days after, but damn, I'm saying we linked up the day between, and I ain't know, you know? So,
shit just happened.
My brother, man, for real. No cap.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so I ain't really seen him, like, hugged him, like, in a while, but I used to see him when he was in county and shit, but because he in the pen because of my record, I can't see him till he get out. That's why I be, you feel me?
Oh, they won't even let you go visit?
Hell no, weirdos. Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know it was like that.
Yes, that's why I be moving how I move. You feel me? I'm trying to see my boy when he get out. You feel me?
No, for sure, bro.
So you just been focused on the recording side of things because you can't really do all that much in terms of touring or promotion at this point?
Yeah, just fucking trying to get some TikTok shit. You feel me?
Oh, God.
You been dancing?
Huh?
You dancing?
Nah, I'm saying like get people to do it. I'm probably finna start doing some giveaways and shit. You feel me?
Okay.
Nah,
for sure,
like,
for sure.
They bored. Shit.
Shit, run it up, bro. Give them something to do. You feel me?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, you got like 120,000 or some shit on Instagram. You ever feel like it's kind of weird that you're like all of a sudden just like a hood celebrity and shit?
Bro,
not
yeah.
beyond hood celebrity. Hood celebrity is like actually in the hood. You're like a celebrity on the yeah. internet.
This is before. This is like
people.
Really before the like. If I, you know what I'm saying? If I do want to keep doing this shit, this is like really like, bro, like, you feel me?
You gotta get used to it. It's only gonna get worse.
Yeah.
It's only gonna get crazier, yeah.
So, yeah, bro. But.
They gotta keep you off Food's Gone Wild.
For real, dog. Hey, nah, shout out Food's
yeah,
Gone
shout
Wild,
out to
though.
Them
they,
for sure.
They funny as hell.
No, if you are on Food's Gone Wild, then it's gotta be you handing out the fade.
Handing out what? Oh, oh, feed somebody else.
Yes.
For sure. Mm. Nah, some yeah. Ain't never gonna see no stupid ass video of me.
No, you see that right there though? I mentioned Food's Gone Wild. Now they got posters. Boom.
Or exactly.
Business.
Boom.
Boom. Clout.
Boom. It's a circulation. This nigga's stupid.
That's
bro.
How it works, right?
Hey, I guess so, man. You showing me.
I got some low key some gossip about something that a rapper said about Food's Gone Wild that I'll tell you all about afterwards.
Oh, afterwards?
It's too spicy for the podcast. Oh,
yeah, yeah, spice yeah. talk. Y'all can talk about that. Yeah, I like talking about other people. Yeah,
this nigga Adam with the spice talk, man.
I got the spice talk. I'm smoking spice right now, yeah. Facts. I'm going
to
smoke a spice.
You're supposed
spice,
to roll up, bro.
Spice spliff after this. He's like operating the fucking boards.
He's like, I'm fucking doing the computer.
We smoking Southeast P right now?
Hell yes. Shout out Big Swift. We smoking some good.
Shout out Big Swift, man.
There it is.
Where the Rosecrans pack at?
We gotta get Vic to smoke.
That's facts. Where's the Bravo bag at?
Bro, it's on the way. It
the
really
Bravo
is.
Strand.
Yeah, yeah.
We need
that shit really
sure.
on the way. Like, it's in the works right now.
You can have niggas chasing the Bravo bag.
But for sure.
You get the house phone bag. It's fake runs.
Bravo Lotto.
No.
Bravo Lotto.
That's what it's called.
Stop. Is it really?
On the dead homies. That's what it's called, bro. What the
great
fuck?
Minds.
I just great minds.
I didn't even come up with it though. You
wow,
feel me?
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe yeah. I came marketing up with it on the low, and I didn't even tell you. Bro.
The homie, nah. One of the homies came up. Hey, shout out Trash Bag Boys.
Shout out Trash Bag.
That's
oh, yeah,
that's yeah, who shit. We doing the motherfucker, bro. That shit about to be crazy. Y'all about to be smoking on the. You feel me? On man. The best
I'm
weed.
I'm about to tap in with them soon. Let's get it.
I'm about to roll this shit up after this. So yeah, what we got to keep our eye out for? What else you got?
Well, how's the reception of the tape band? Like, you know,
yeah, true.
Oh, what that mean?
How is everybody feeling about Born to Win? Like, they're like,
I see it all positive, bro. My shit just keep running up. My numbers just keep getting bigger. I'm chilling.
Nah, for sure.
You feel me? I'm just literally chilling.
How you doing your thing, man? What else? Are you working on another project? I mean, I know you just released this one, but you got some other shit in the works already?
Yeah, for sure working. I don't know about a project, but you know.
Sitting on some shit though?
Sitting on some shit. I got a whole lot of songs in the cut, you feel me?
How often do you find yourself recording now compared to when it wasn't no lockdown, you feel me?
Bro, a lot, low key. I would like, all the homies try to hit the studio. Sometimes I just be like, fuck that, you feel me? But now I just like, the fuck.
Why?
What else I'm gonna do?
What was you doing? What was you doing besides like? What was you doing? Like, you just like, oh, I don't, you just lazy and feel like going. You just tired?
Nah, hell so nah. Sure. I wasn't home, that's for sure.
Nah, for sure.
You feel me?
I'm like, was you at the crib? Just like, nah, fuck
nah,
it.
I be road running.
Oh God, I feel you.
Out here.
But
on the block.
On the block.
But like I said though, yeah, shit really whack though. Kind of just been selective about where I go and shit.
Got you, bro. You gotta be careful out here, man.
Hell yeah.
That's facts.
Hey, danger.
So yeah, everybody go stream Bravo the Bag Chaser, and I'm definitely looking forward to the new shit. I've been bumping the tape, that fucking Young
oh,
Legend
yeah,
song.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Goes hard.
Good looking, bro. Slap that motherfucker for definitely. Real.
That's for sure, man.
For sure.
And we smoking Big Dutchies, man. Fuck Backwoods.
Hey, yeah,
I don't
fuck with Backwoods.
You don't?
Nah, I do actually, but I don't like them like that. I don't like
Dutch
rolling
better,
them.
Bro.
I just roll a Dutch real quick.
Now that I smoke Spliffs, I look at a Backwood like, oh my God.
I be around all the homies. They be like, man, this nigga still smoking Dutchies. I'm like, I'm not finna stop.
Dutchies are coming back right now. Hey, so man. If you held on, if you held your stock,
if they send
good.
Me a pack, I'll smoke them right now. Let's go.
No?
Send me a pack. Dutchies, get in my DM, bro.
I'm too weak for a blunt these days.
You said what?
I'm all spliffs all the time now.
Yeah? No blunts?
Yeah, I'll hit the blunt, but I ain't rolling one.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. When you stop rolling blunts?
When I went to England. It's been like a year. Nah.
Damn, really? I'm about to say, these niggas converted
it's been
you?
Less. I went to England, they all smoking the little spliffs.
How that shit? How is it out there?
The weed's trash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I got a homie, he shoot videos. Shout out Archie, man.
Yeah,
he shoot crazy ass videos. He from England. I was trying to get some shit in over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, you need with UK video guys. We gotta give you a Trap Lord Ross collab.
Yeah, you definitely need the Bravo overseas fucking.
Yeah, I ain't never even been on no motherfucking plane.
Oh, well, we got.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
This hey, after the quarantine, man, you going everywhere, bro?
Oh God.
Wait, where was the tour date supposed to be on, bro, for the
tour?
Yeah.
Like everywhere, like Vegas, Nevada.
Damn, y'all didn't get to do none of those?
We didn't.
I mean, like none of the 20 cities?
No, hell nah, bro. We was pushing it. We was about to start pushing the Bravo Flexi tour.
Damn,
that shit whack.
It's all right, man. It's gonna be time for another one by the time the shit's over with. You feel me? And this way, you could build up. You could keep building your shit up, so you gonna go out and even have even bigger fan base when you go out there. You feel me?
No, yeah, for sure. Hell yeah.
Facts. Appreciate you coming in, man.
No, hell yeah, bro. Appreciate you for having me, for real.
Props on the tape and everything. How's phone?
Yes,
nice
sir.
Nice seeing you, bro.
Yeah, good looking out, man.
Nah, for sure, man.
Much love, G.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Bravo the Bag Chaser, No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes.
Shout out Rosecrans
Bravo
Vic.
Bravo the Bag Chaser. Shout out Rosecrans Vic.
Yeah. At Bravo the Bag Chaser.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Boom.
I'm House Phone the Bitch Chaser.
It's Bravo the Bag Chaser, bitch. Shout out No Jumper. Make sure you go watch, like, comment, and subscribe. Tell me what your favorite part of the interview was. Go fuck with me. Go tap in with my Twitter at Bravo Bag Chasing. Go tap in with my Instagram, Bravo the Bag Chaser. Go run my shit up. Go run No Jumper up, bitch. We going crazy. Shout out No Jumper fucking with me.